the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And it is party time here, ladies and gentlemen, at Cerveza's Taco Garage. Matt Russell broadcasting here for the most delicious hour on radio, as we do every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Who's in the house tonight at Cerveza's? Yes, indeed. We're having a good time here in the heart of happy hour. Now, remember, we're at the Cerveza's Taco Garage right in the Tucson Mall in the parking lot. We're having a great time here, just banging it up with some great beers, some great specials. I'm drinking a lovely Michelada, which Ray Flores himself tells me is a Sir-Shilada with house-made tomato juice, chunks of limes and cucumbers and all kinds of fresh goods, with an inverted bottle of Pacifico right in the middle of the beverage. I am in heaven. But, you know, I can't do this thing on my own, ladies and gentlemen. I can't steer the ship by myself when there's so much great food and so much great drink. I have to share the hour with someone, and I brought her back. She's certainly no stranger to our listeners. She's the queen of the cocktail, the sage of the spirits from Alliance Beverage. The lovely Jessica Nenedick is here.
Hi, Matt. That was a great introduction. Thank you.
Oh, let's do it all over again.
I know. Start again.
People say, you know, they turn into On the Menu Live, and they say, can't you be a little bit more enthusiastic? I mean, can't you find a little bit more energy to drive this show?
Well, you know, it can't be boring, Matt. We're talking about food. We're talking about beverages. Of course it's fun.
I know. This is really the most delicious hour on radio, where we scan the culinary and cocktail landscape across Southern Arizona to give our listeners all of the wisdom around this great community. Where's the great food? Where are the great drinks? Where are the great culinary characters in all of Tucson? And in your job at Alliance Beverage, you actually get a chance to meet several of the iconic culinary figures in this community. Where have you been hanging out these days?
I absolutely have. Gosh, I've been hanging out all over town. You know, some new places in town. That's been really exciting. Cerveza's is one of them. And we're just happy to have a lot more life in the culinary community these days. People out on a Saturday, this place is full, out having a great time, getting a great value for their money. And that's really what it's all about lately. I see that a lot in the culinary community. People really getting great value and really enjoying what when they come out.
Yeah, and I think some of the restaurateurs think really creatively during the summer months, when you would think that, you know, folks are going to be heading for the beach all summer long. But au contraire, I think the last three times I went out to dinner in the last week and a half or 2 weeks, every restaurant I've gone to has been beautifully busy.
It has been. And, you know, we dread every summer, you know, in Tucson in this business, because we understand that a lot of our business comes from winter visitors, from students, people who spend, you know, the cooler months here in Tucson. But we as natives, we as permanent residents, really do have the opportunity to get the best of what the restaurants have to offer. They're open later because, you know, the sun doesn't go down until a little bit later. So they're offering great specials, happy hours, things like that, things that you really do need to take advantage of this summer.
It's funny you say happy hour, because there's nary a happy hour in all of Southern Arizona where John Farlow is not a fixture. Our a recurring celebrity co-host on this show, John Farlow himself, is sitting right here. What's going
Hi,
on,
John.
Brother?
I consider myself more of a groupie, man.
He says he considers himself more of a groupie, but it looks like he's pulling on a nice big block 25-ounce beer. I hope you didn't want anyone to know that you were here, John. Now our 3.5 million listeners. He just checked into Foursquare. Anyway, what a nice little segue to remind all of our listeners. If you're not following us on Twitter, you need to be On the Menu Live is where we are on Twitter. And, of course, join our large and growing Facebook community at facebook.com/onthemenulive. John Farlow can attest himself that we regularly give away gift certificates for some of the greatest restaurants in Tucson. All you got to do is be a member of that Facebook community and be there at the right time in the right place. And it's going to be my privilege to give you a gift card for one of the great restaurants in town. And we're right here at one of them, I think, Cerveza's Taco Garage. Ray Flores is going to be our guest, Jessica, for the second half of the show. And, in
Excellent.
Fact, Ray himself is going to be giving away a gift card to somebody who can answer our trivia question at the end of the show. This is going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, it's hot outside, the summertime. I mean, I love this time of year, because you start thinking about cocktailing in a different way when you were thinking in the wintertime and the springtime. What kinds of things are trending in the Tucson cocktail scene in the summer months?
You know, I will tell you for sure. Again, we talked last time we spoke about culinary cocktails. Well, I was at a place last night, stopped in for a glass of wine. That's kind of my cocktail, a nice crisp white wine during the summer. But on their bar, ready to be created into all sorts of culinary cocktails, was a bounty of herbs and fresh fruits and you know, citrus and everything that you can imagine sort of going into maybe a salad or, you know, some, but was really ready there, prepared to make cocktails with. And I see this all over town. They're using a little patch of the backyard or the back area of the restaurant and getting an herb garden going so that they can go out and pick fresh basil to make cocktails. I've seen rosemary, thyme, lemon, orange, pretty common, but, you know, berries, all sorts of fresh berries, infusions, which we'll talk a little bit about today, putting fresh fruit or herbs or vegetables sometimes into alcohol to make their own unique blend. And that's really what's going to happen these days. Having a signature cocktail, something at your restaurant that nobody else can create,
yes,
that's really where it's at right now.
And there's so many great mixologists in this community that sort of, you know, represent that
platform.
And I love what you said about the fresh herbs and really the produce. There's some bars in town that I've gone to where, you know, you sort of belly up to the bar, and it's like you're at a farmer's market.
Exactly.
I mean, there's like four or five different kinds of herbs. And I think the muddling phase, or craze, I should say. I mean, back when I was bartending, I didn't even know how to spell muddle. If you don't know how to muddle, you're not getting a job as a mixologist in this town.
Absolutely. But I think what you have to consider when you sit up at the bar and you're at one of these places where you see the bartender, you know, slicing and dicing, intently putting things in a cocktail, give that bartender sort of a couple of hints, but let that bartender take it from there. You know, let him or her create this masterpiece of a cocktail, because I will guarantee you will love it. If somebody's going to put their heart and soul and love into this cocktail, I guarantee you're going to love it.
That's exactly right. We had Aaron DeFeo on the show
last week
from Casino del Sol, and he really, I think, was one of the pioneering mixologists in town. And I went up to him and sort of, you know, simply asked for a Manhattan at the PY Steakhouse. And he says, okay, but you want to try something a little different? So he made a Manhattan, but he took it to, like, to a different galaxy.
To the moon and back, yeah. And I think that that's true. I think that, again, like I said, if you give the bartender a couple of hints, what you're looking for, what you're craving, what your tastes are, that bartender, just let them go. You know, be adventuresome in your cocktails or even your beer or your wine. Let that person, at a very qualified bartender, a very qualified sommelier, let that person guide you to really explore some new things this summer.
I mean, that's really
what it's all about.
I love it. You talked a little bit about wine in the summer months. You know, I have my wife is a Chardonnay fan, and I fancy a nice Chardonnay every now and then. But in this time of year, I'm thinking of a lovely, you know, sort of New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc,
sure,
or a Pinot Gris. I mean, is that sort of the side of the whites that we seem to be leaning towards this time of year?
Absolutely, for sure. And not only as this time of year, but also, you know, Chardonnay, I think that if you come back to Chardonnay, you'll find that there's a wide array of different styles of Chardonnay from different places all over the world. But I think this time of year, what we really want to look for is something crisp and light and refreshing. And be very aware that a lot of these wines these days are going to be a little bit lower in alcohol. So these lower in alcohol wines, maybe 11, 12% alcohol,
right,
will allow you to have a couple of glasses without feeling, you know, silly.
I've never had an alcohol content impact how many glasses of wine I have, Jessica Nettedick. Anyway, great having you on the show,
thank
as
you.
Always. I mean, you're one of our favorites in this community. I mean, Alliance Beverage really sets the bar as high
thank
as
you.
Can be set for distributors in town. And everybody in this town on the culinary circuit knows who you are. You give such great deals, and it's just a pleasure to have you
I
on the show.
I appreciate it.
You know, speaking of crisp, light, and refreshing, I can't imagine a better segue than to bring on our lovely Wine of the Week host. She runs a wonderful place called Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room over there on Alvernon in Fort Lowell. The lovely Yvonne Fouché is back with us once again.
Hello.
Yvonne, are you with us?
I'm here.
Well, you know what? Oh, there she is.
Hey,
you know, she
how
was drinking
doing? That.
She was probably having a little bit of wine, Jessica, but now she's on the phone. Anyway, Yvonne, welcome back. We, you know, we always love this part of the show because we get to engage you fancifully in all of the great wisdom that you have to impart in the world of wine. And you've had an entire week, Yvonne, to identify exactly that one wine that you believe represents the best wine that you can possibly offer our listeners as the Wine of the Week. We are anxious to hear what you have up your sleeve.
Well, you know, Matt, I like to pick my wine of the week from my tasting this weekend. And this weekend we're doing South African wines. So what comes to mind when you're thinking of South Africa? Well, one is Chenin Blanc. No, that's not what we're doing. Pinotage. So we've got a Pinotage. It's the Stellar Organics Winery. It's out of Stellenbosch. South Africa. It's 100% Pinotage. A lot of people don't know, but that is South African's signature varietal. And it actually was developed in 1925, and it's a cross between a Pinot Noir and a Cinsault. So, you know, typically it's smoky, it's brambly, it has some earthy flavors. This specific one has aromas and flavors of cherries and vanillas. There's a little bit of spice. It's very robust. It's got some nice smooth tannins at the end. This is a really smooth wine, and it's a very interesting wine. A lot of people are not aware of the Pinotage grape.
Well, I would say, Yvonne, that, you know, you just taught me a thing or two, and I feel a little bit embarrassed. I'm blushing, frankly.
I
thought all these years... I thought all these years a Pinotage was a blend, and you're telling me that it's a 100% Pinotage. So Pinotage is a varietal in and of itself?
Yes, it is. Pinotage is a varietal. And it was developed in 1925 by this professor down at the University at Stellenbosch, and he just wanted to see what would happen if he could create a very easy-to-grow and good-tasting grape. And as a result of it, because it is... It can tend to be a very robust grape. They a lot of times use it to give a little bit of boldness to other wines, and they use it in blends. But 100% Pinotage is absolutely wonderful. I always get a little bit like rhubarb or, you know, something a little tarty on it. The one that we're featuring this week doesn't quite have that varietal. It's more cherries and vanilla, but wonderful nonetheless.
It sounds absolutely delicious. I mean, I've only had Pinotage once from the Jay Winery out in California, and certainly it was well, you know, it was significantly priced, and it sort of broke the bank. But one of the things I love about Catavinos is you've talked about this wonderfully complex, wonderful time of the year Pinotage to have, 100% Pinotage with these wonderful rhubarb and cherry flavors, and I'm thinking, you know, this has got to be towards the high end of the spectrum in terms of the price point at Catavinos. How much is this bad boy?
Well, this wine is only $12.99. So we've got a screaming deal going on here.
Okay, so I always look for our first-time listeners that are on the show every week. We've got a few newbies in town, and they're probably scratching their heads, driving across the town, wondering how in the world Yvonne Fouché can make such bold claims about a wine like this and only charge you $12.99. Anyway, Yvonne stocks more than 350 bottles of wine from all over the world, and there is not one single bottle in the entire store that's over $15 a bottle. And for that, Yvonne, we celebrate the public service that you provide to this community. Now, we have about another minute and a half left. Your tastings, which are every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We've got about another few hours left in the tasting today. What are some of the other wines that you got picked out for the tasting?
Well, as I said, Chenin Blanc is another varietal that South Africa is known for. So we're going to have some Chenin Blanc in there. We've got a beautiful Sauvignon Blanc, a Merlot, a Cab. I threw in some just traditional varietals to show them that South Africa has been overlooked for a long, long time. And they really do put out some nice wines. They used to have a very petroleum flavor about them. That was because of a virus in the roots. But since they've gotten that a little bit more under control, they're very competitive in the market. So we're ending with the Merlot and the Cab, but we're ending with a wonderful red blend that's Cab, Shiraz, and Merlot.
It sounds like an absolutely star-studded wine tasting. You can taste six premium wines from around the world for only $10. If you buy a bottle of wine, Yvonne's going to drop that price down to $8. And if you do what Jessica Nenedic does and buys her wines by the case, Yvonne is not going to charge you a penny for that wine tasting. Anyway, Yvonne Fouché,
right,
our wine of the week, this lovely Pinotage, sounds absolutely delicious. All best to you this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I'll see you soon, Matt.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking tequila. You don't want to miss this, friends. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And we're having a great time, moving and grooving, ladies and gentlemen, partying out at Cerveza's Taco Garage over on Wetmore in the Tucson Mall. Having a wonderful time kicking it up here with my celebrity co-host from Alliance Beverage, Jessica Nenadick.
Hello, Matt.
Talking about wines, talking about summer cocktails. I'm making my way through this Cerciolata, which is Ray Flores' take on the traditional Michelada, which is house-made tomato juice with some wonderful onion and some cucumber and some lime with a gorgeously salted rim and an inverted bottle of Pacifico beer sort of dumped on top. And as I drink out of the chalice of tomato juice, the level of the beer just continuously goes down. What a gorgeous thing. But anyway, we're here talking about tacos and tequila. And yes. I see that you brought along, this is like kind of like show and tell, is it not?
It is. It's a show and tell tequila. I brought several bottles of tequila with me today.
Now I know why John Farlow showed up.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You brought tequila.
I brought tequila. I brought several bottles of tequila with me today. It's a new brand that we carry. It's called De Leon. It's a super premium tequila. And I brought all of the marks, the Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, and the Extra Añejo.
Oh.
And then something I really want to talk about first, I brought this tequila. It's called Tondeo. And it's 100% blue agave tequila, but it is infused with 100% organic jalapenos. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, thank you very much.
And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for 100% agave, right?
Right.
Blue, or blue agave.
There is a species of plant called the Weber blue agave. And if it's not 100% blue agave, it cannot be called tequila.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It has to be called something else.
So take home value right here on
exactly.
the menu live.
I
love it.
It's an education, Matt.
I love it.
It's an education.
Do I get an A?
Yes, absolutely. An A for repetition.
So this is Tondeo, which is infused with organic jalapeno.
And we talked briefly about what's kind of cool and new on the culinary scene. A lot of these restaurants are doing their own infusions with vodkas or rums. I've seen some people try to make their own gins or bitters. It's very fascinating. It's not an easy job because consistency is the issue.
Right.
You know, or if your fruit starts to break down. But this tequila is infused with a variety of different sizes of jalapeno. And we all know that the sizes of the different jalapeno depend on the maturity of the plant.
So size does.
Stop.
Size,
okay, we're talking all jalapeno, right. Matt.
No, it's a family show. Okay.
But I want to tell you a little bit about this because it's consistent. So, what it is a product that it won't, one day you get it and it burns your mouth, and the next day you can hardly tell.
Exactly.
And so that's why I think it's a great tequila.
Okay, that's great. So,
taste of the tequila. It's got nothing in it. It's just tequila, the Tondeo.
Beautiful.
You feel a little bit of a burn on the backside because of the heat of the tequila, but you're not feeling... The jalapeno is going to work up.
It's not off-putting. Okay,
it's
so
not.
Right away, right on the nose, you can tell that this is a premium spirit, you know,
exactly.
agave spirit. And when you take it right into on the palate, absolutely gorgeous. And that's, yes, please.
I'm going to make a tequila cocktail for you now.
And I love the heat on the back end. Again, just a compliment, just a suggestion. Some say just a kiss of heat, Jessica.
A kiss of heat. But again, a lot of people can't handle the heat of jalapeno.
Well, then they should not be listening to this show.
The flavor's outstanding. So what I've done here is I've taken that same tequila and I've mixed it with an ounce of agave nectar, a couple ounces of water, because agave nectar is very strong, several limes.
About 94 limes.
Yeah, 94 limes.
Or 93.
Fresh lime.
Yep.
And you want to make sure they're juicy limes. Key limes work best. And mixed it with some ice, and this is our premium margarita. Would you do me the honor?
I was going to taste it,
but you're looking at me I couldn't believe I was going to taste it.
And I rarely pant, but I think I'm panting right now.
Enjoy. So Matt's tasting the cocktail that we made, and you can use, don't be afraid to mix sort of.
Oh my goodness.
Don't be afraid to mix medias too. Put some berries in that.
That's gorgeous.
You know,
sweetness of that agave nectar, the little kiss of that spice with that jalapeno, fresh lime juice. That's the new one.
That is good.
What are we going to call that? We got to call that something.
We'll figure. Maybe Ray can help us name it. That's his.
Ray is going to help us name that cocktail. That's right.
Is his.
It's the new game show. So the Tondeo, you know, asked for this by name. This is
yes.
a wonderful tequila. Any bar, lounge, restaurant you go to should be carrying this stuff. If they're not, say, I need my Yo Quiero Tondeo.
Yes.
I need to have it. I just made that up.
All
right. So this is gorgeous.
That's what they call the cocktail.
So what else you got going on over here?
Over here, these gorgeous square bottles with beautiful sterling closures on top. This is a De Leon. This is a super premium tequila. This is, again, 100% Weber Blue Agave. That is the plant that it's made from. And instead of really kind of going through the brand with you, I thought maybe I'd tell you a little bit about tequila in general.
Great.
A lot of us look at the color of tequila and say, oh, I don't like gold tequila. I only like the silver tequila. I don't only drink añejo. But there's a reason behind that. It's absolutely not super premium tequilas get their color from the barrel that they're aged in.
Yes,
not
exact.
Not from caramel coloring or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
And it's the same tequila throughout the process of aging, and it gets progressively darker.
It gets darker
the longer
depending
it's aged.
On how long it stays in the barrel. So this is a Blanco. We have a Reposado, which translates to rested, so it sits in that barrel for up to a year. After that, it becomes añejo, and then we have an extra special treat. We have an extra añejo, so extra aging.
Okay, I've never heard of an extra añejo. Ray Flores is looking at me like I'm crazy, like this guy over here has never had tequila in his life. An extra añejo?
Extra añejo.
So how much longer than the traditional añejo is this aging in the barrel?
Well, it really depends on the master distiller at the distillery, how long he wants his tequila aged, how mellow he wants it to get, how concentrated, because as the tequila ages in barrel, you lose some of the alcohol to what we call the angel's share. It evaporates.
Yes, yes, and that's gorgeous.
It's just a beautiful, poetic way to say, but as the tequila increases in concentration, it gets darker, it takes more of that barrel character. That is completely and totally up to the master distiller, how long he wants to leave that in.
So this is the De Leon tequila.
De Leon.
You know what I love about these tequilas that, thank goodness, have found a renaissance in the world of mixology. People are really appreciating great tequilas, and I don't think you can find better tequilas than at Cerveza's Taco Garage, but I think the packaging is something that's quite something.
Well, you have to get noticed on the back bar. These are ultra-premium tequilas, and something's got to draw you in. But I do want to tell you something also. Don't be afraid to use a tequila, especially a silver or Blanco tequila. Don't be afraid to use that tequila where you would otherwise possibly use vodka or gin.
Yes.
You know, mixing it with your favorite mixers, because that's really creating your own signature cocktail. It has nothing to do with what you're supposed to do. And shy away, for a little while, at those pre-made mixers. They don't do anything.
Please don't do that to your cocktail.
Please don't do that to your fine tequila.
You know, yeah. Don't even suggest putting a mixer in a cocktail at Cerveza's Taco Garage, because it's all about fresh. It's all about local. It's all about wisdom, because really the Flores family, it's a manifestation of the pioneering voices in this community that have really defined Mexican food and now this great concept called Cerveza's Taco Garage in Tucson and beyond. We're having a great time here at Cerveza's Taco Garage in the Tucson Mall with our celebrity co-host from Alliance Beverage, the lovely Jessica Nedenick. We're talking tacos, we're talking tequilas, we're talking a cerciolata with house-made tomato juice and limes and garlic and cucumber and an inverted Pacifico that's gone right into my beverage. Friends, you don't want to do anything, then join us now at Cerveza's. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, yes, I promised you, friends, Ray Flores himself is here and he's throwing down. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And we are deep in the heart of happy hour here, friends. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the epicenter of wonder in all of Tucson, Arizona. Yes, indeed, that can only mean one place, and that's Cerveza's Taco Garage at the Tucson Mall. Having a great time here with our celebrity co-host from Alliance Beverage, Jessica Nenadick.
Thanks, Matt.
Introducing us to a world, a galaxy, a cornucopia, a symphony of tequilas right here at Cerveza's. And I just can't say enough about the great nectar that you brought to the table.
It's got to be done. It has to be done. It's tequila, it's summertime, and perfect place to show it off.
I think that's the perfect tagline for tequila. Tequila. It has to be done.
It has to be done.
You know what? And there's a lot that has been done in this community. And there's a guy here that's coming on this show that is responsible. And, of course, he's blushing now. And he's going to say, yeah, it takes a village and all that stuff. But anyway, Ray Flores from the Flores family here in Southern Arizona, really the pioneering voice, the pioneering spirit, defining Mexican food with the El Charro family and really coming into his own with this great concept called Cerveza's Taco Garage. And they say, what happens in the garage? Fill in the blank. Anyway, Ray Flores, what's going on, brother?
Thank you for having me, my friend.
It's always a treat to see you. And, you know, you're one of the busiest guys I know. And what I love most about you is the fact that you're so darn busy. Every time I go into El Charro, every time I go into Cerveza's, you're there, you're working. You know, you're not one of these guys that has a great concept, hires a bunch of people, and then you never see the guy. You're working your tail off.
Oh, absolutely. It's a rough business, and it requires constant vigilance. Look at you. I mean, you're everywhere as well. You're never stopped. I'm waiting to fill the shoes of Matt Russell.
Oh, shucks. Say it again. One more time.
Yeah. And by the way, when you said village, and that must mean I'm the village idiot then, because I guess that's what happens.
Anyway, so last time we had you on the show, we were talking about Cerveza's Taco Garage over there on Speedway and Swan. And, you know, it's this classic Field of Dreams-esque kind of thing, this vision, if you build it, they will come. And you did it. You had this great idea. I think one of the most creative businessmen in this community, Ray Flores. You had this idea. It's all about concept, and you've put it together in a wonderful way. And everyone came together and said yes, because, you know what, Tucson really is the epicenter of tacos and tequila in town. And you wanted to sort of define it as a destination in a different way. So when people think about Cerveza's Taco Garage as a setting, as an idea, what do they think about?
Well, I think when we get Cerveza's, I mean, I just got tired of seeing the Mexican Baja Cantina thing being done. I was just,
yes,
it's so run down. You know, I go to Mexico, and there's great Italian restaurants. There's great Asian restaurants. Mexico isn't just about a bunch of palapas and a beach. You know, it's got more than that. So one of the cultural things that came up when we were being raised, you know, we all loved cars. And we all definitely drove a lot more cars than any of us ever surfed a day in our life. So it made a lot more sense. Get rid of the surfboards and the tacky Marlins on the wall. Bring in some stuff that American people understand, that Mexican people understand, every culture understands. And the automobile's got a love appeal all across the globe. It made sense. Mexicans become a global cuisine. Let's tie the two together.
I love it. And the way you've tied it together is, as I said, you're the master of the concept. There is not a stone that you left unturned. I mean, when you come over here to the Cerveza's Taco Garage at the Tucson Mall, I mean, you get to the front door, and you don't just touch a doorknob to open the door. You touch a three-story tall, you know, monkey wrench. I feel like I'm on the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, for crying out loud. And when you come in here, this is like, it's like the garage we all hung out, you know, in with our dads when they were under the hoods. It's just fascinating what you've done.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, that's fun stuff. You know, if you remember back when we had time to work out, the saying on the wall used to go heavy or go home. So we went a little heavy on everything. It was fun.
Right.
But it's visually so appealing, too. And what I like also about it is the menu is so varied. You know, we've got sliders on this table. We've got a cheese crisp on that table. We've got tacos. We've got full entrees. We've got salads. I've enjoyed lots of them myself. That's really, I think, the appeal here.
Absolutely. We wanted to take the best of what's on the menus that's approachable food. We didn't want anything that was hard to understand, that needed translation. We wanted to do stuff that everybody would appreciate at any given time of day, any walk of life.
Yeah, and even the names of the items are reminiscent of the old garage days. I mean, John Farlow here, and he tells me he just checked in on Foursquare, and he's now the mayor of Cerveza's. What does that mean, Ray? I mean, you're in the presence of royalty here.
Well, Tucson mayors have had a hard run of it, so we'll leave you as the mayor of Foursquare for
exactly.
A while.
Exactly. Well, you know, he was drinking a big beer. You call it the big block beer. You know, you've got the Radiator Red, which is a beer that I've enjoyed many times at the Speedway location. But everything is all part of that great concept, and it really delivers in a huge way. Now, tacos, as Jessica said, you've got great salads. I mean, I think your wings are some of the best in town. I think you've got all kinds of wonderful things that give the people what they want. But when it comes down to this sort of the core of who you are, you've got some great tacos. And that's a bold claim because there are a lot of great tacos in town, Ray. You have taken the idea of a taco to a whole other level. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, the taco is a quintessential street food, and where better to have street food than a garage-themed environment, right? So for us, we wanted to do that. And as we presented to the Phoenix Airport folks about a year ago, and I remember saying this to them. We got very lucky with this little quote. What does a great garage do? It fixes any kind of car. So what does a great taco garage do? It fixes any kind of taco. So we fix an Asian taco, we'll fix a Thai taco, we'll fix a Mexican taco. We had an Italian taco on the menu before. We fix them differently because it's like tortillas like bread, and anything tastes good in bread.
Right, right on. My wife and I have long been fans of the Chopper Shrimp Taco, which is a gorgeous taco. Some of our listeners have even responded on our Facebook page. There's a taco that I understand, Ray. I've never had it, but I understand it's, quote, life-changing. I think it's a red pork a taco with a fried egg in this bad boy.
Like, yeah.
Sounds great.
Is it a dos huevones or what
we
is it?
We call it a dos huevones.
John says yes, that is life-changing.
For those of you who grew up in Hispanic families or Spanish-speaking families, you know what huevones means. It can be a little bit, it's a little risque to describe on the radio, but it's what my dad called my brother and I a lot. So.
But anyway, you put a fried egg on something, and it's really just going to take it to another level.
Absolutely.
So how many tacos are on the menu here at Cerveza's?
I think we've got about 24 different types right now.
24 different tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you you constantly coming up with your kitchen staff with ideas for, you know, different approaches, different flavor profiles?
We did. We just came up with one that's a we did some stuff that's a little healthier recently that really worked. Blackened salmon has been a huge hit for us.
Gorgeous.
The blackened salmon taco is phenomenal. We're doing a Diablo taco, which is it's made with sriracha and agave nectar glaze, which is sort of a, you know, kickback to the Asian infusion that's coming along in food right now.
I love seeing sriracha really come into its own. I mean, I don't think 5 years ago there's probably four kitchens in town that had it. We probably keep the company in business at my house.
Yeah, we have it at home in the refrigerator. That's one of our mainstays. Absolutely.
Right. It is phenomenal.
One of the tacos that I can tell you you're not going to find anywhere else in this part of the galaxy is the Sonoran dog taco. So this was sort of Ray Flores' idea of, you know, Sonoran dogs have really helped put Tucson on the culinary map, and what better place to have that taco style than at Cervezas?
Yeah, we definitely are proud of that one, and we're, you know, I think there's two things that Tucson can hang its hat on as having hung its, you know, done for culinary world. Obviously the chimichanga, which my family had a big hand in doing and developing, and we're proud of that, but the Sonoran dog has just been too cool, so why not put that between a tortilla? It's already between bread.
Exactly.
I love it. Now, you talk a little bit about what you have going on during the week. Now, we should also say that the website is probably one of the most fun encounters that you will ever have online. Now, I know that's a bold statement, but, I mean, if you go to cervezas.com, and let's just clarify, it is not cerveza like Spanish for beer. It is S-I-R-V-E-Z-A-S, cervezas.com. You're going to spend an hour probably navigating your around about some really funky stuff, and you've got something planned, it seems like, all the time throughout the week. Do you have a kind of a regular series of things, like garage sale, I think, was kind of fun?
Yeah, well, that's what we call our happy hour. We call it a garage sale. That's when you get the best deals around, so I think we have the best happy hour available. We run that from 3 to 6 every day and from 9 to close. And, you know, we're very active on our website. We're very active on our Facebook and our social network. That's a lot. My assistant sitting here next to me, Adriana, that's her job.
Adriana Ocampo, I believe, is sitting right here. Does she have a microphone?
She's already drunk.
Yes.
She already drunk. You know, and all she had to do is say hi, and everybody will recognize her as the voice of El Charro, because everyone loves the El Charro commercial that we play on this show. And, yes, that is your voice. Your life hasn't been the same since you recorded that commercial, has it?
I get stopped all the time.
Good answer. Good answer. So garage sale is sort of your version of happy hour.
Garage sale. We throw live music in here on the weekends. We've got DJs here on the weekends. We play a little country music for those who enjoy it. You know, we work a lot on being active with sports, and not just the traditional football, baseball, basketball. We've got a lot of effort on soccer. You know, we'll throw some unique stuff out there because that's what we want to be. We want to be the garage for everybody.
The garage for everybody. What was your last time in the garage, Jess?
This morning, actually. My husband was nice enough to move the car, so I got a garage space this week. So.
You see, it's all about relationships.
It is. It's all about, yeah. But I see the Belmont Stakes were replaying on the TV. And
yeah,
you know,
we can bet on that one, Matt.
I know, right? That's a replay.
I can tell you who I want.
Absolutely. So talk about hours of operation. This is a full lunch and dinner operation here.
Full lunch and dinner. We actually started doing breakfast on the weekends on Sunday. Because we're going to be opening a Cervezas in the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport.
Oh, fantastic.
And the Sky Harbor Airport, you know, they say you got to have breakfast. So we got to have breakfast on our street menu. We're going to be doing breakfast tacos, breakfast tortas, breakfast bowls, burritos. It's going to be fun. We're in Terminal 4. We're opening up in October.
Congratulations.
Really excited about that opportunity to bring Cervezas to Phoenix. And we'll be looking for a street store to build a store there as well.
And I think that is the affirmation of a great concept when it works, you know, more than just a couple times in town. You know, Phoenix, I mean, I think, dare I say, Ray Flores, that this is going to just grow by leaps and bounds.
Well, I really hope so. You know, I think it's wonderful that my good friend of mine, Sam Fox, who's from Tucson, took Phoenix by storm, and I'm just going to follow up there and do a few things right behind him because, hey, look, a lot of great things come from Tucson.
Exactly. Okay, speaking of great things, Matthew, who is just a great server, he's taking care of us. He's got us covered right here in the – is there like a little name for the stage? This is the Matt Russell stage.
This will be now the Matt Russell stage.
Anyway, Matthew is
– I only charge you $150
for that. Only $150. It's normally $125. Are you kidding me? Anyway, the silverware just came to the table, and the silverware is not brought on this pedestrian napkin. Ray Flores would not have a napkin in the garage. It's brought on a shop towel, for crying out loud.
Yeah, everybody – you know, we get some people that hate it. I happen to love it. I think it's a great way to wipe up those polyester napkins never soak up anything. I mean, right. You spill a beer, you can't clean it up. These things actually work.
I mean, there's a utility to this.
Absolutely.
And I would say if someone's going to complain about the shop towel, then they probably don't
belong in the garage.
All right, exactly. They don't probably don't belong in the garage.
Yeah.
Anyway, so again, Ray Flores is all about introducing you to sort of traditional ideas, but looking at them through a different lens and looking at the opportunity to find something differently.
Well, you have to be an innovator in this town, you know,
you
Matt.
Do.
You have to really start looking at something that people really enjoy and feel comfortable with and put your twist on it, put your take on it, and make it sort of revolutionary, you know? And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at Matt has a salad in front of him that's piled high on a tostada. Yeah. It's beautiful.
That's our seared ahi tostada.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's a phenomenal salad.
We can't take it anymore. We're gonna dive in head first, Ray. And
please do.
This is the part of the show where you're actually going to have to – you know, we're going to have full mouths, and you're going to have to keep talking because, this is an artistic masterpiece, which you wouldn't expect to find in the garage, but you're redefining things. This is a seared ahi salad?
It's a seared ahi tostada salad. It's a chopped salad. It's got, seared ahi, sushi-grade yellowfin tuna ahi with a mango salsa next to it. We pour a little sriracha on the plate, and we actually put our initials in the plate with sriracha, and I love to scoop just a little bit of sriracha with a sweet from the mango dressing. It's a mango vinaigrette dressing on there. I think it's phenomenal with the ahi and the cucumber and the mango chopped in. We love doing that. It's really
gorgeous.
Fresh and light, low fat. You know, and a lot of people come in here and they think, oh, you've got the fried food. Look, we do a lot of healthy stuff. And even if you do eat the fried food, we fry in non-trans fat oil. We're very conscious about that. We focus a lot on gluten-free because that's something in our family that's affected us, and we're really heavy on trying to work with dietary allergens, dietary restrictions. We take food very seriously in my family. Why? Look, El Charro's been around for 90 years. It's what's kept us here. It's what's put us through school. It's what feeds our children.
Exactly.
We take food seriously. We take being local seriously. And, if anything else goes wrong, we want to fix it, so tell us. If anything happens, tell us. We're here for you, Tucson.
Yeah, and this salad is a great representation of the fact that you do take food seriously because there's time and there's effort and there's intention that's gone into the preparation of this dish. And it's easy to throw a salad together, right, Ray?
Absolutely.
But this, what you've put in front of us, there's nothing easy. I mean, it's just this tower, and it's all the wonderful fresh greens, and the ahi just coming through beautifully, the wonderful taste of that fresh fish, the sweetness of the mangoes, you said, when you sort of delicately wipe it through the SV sriracha style. This is an absolutely gorgeous dish, and I feel better about myself having eaten it.
Right. I mean, you can have your wings and your salad, too. It's perfect. And even like with our wings, we built our own we make our own sauces. We don't just go buy the typical sauce off the shelf. We do have that because that is a popular item. But we have a prickly pear glaze that we use on a wing. It's phenomenal.
I think that's the one I've had.
We do a sriracha agave glaze on one for the Diablo. They're really good. That's coming out our new menu.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left before we go to the trivia question. Talk a little bit about the bar. You've got some local brews here. You got some great craft beers here. Probably a margarita that I would put up against any other in town. Talk about your bar program.
Well, we really wanted we call it almost like the clearinghouse for local beer. We didn't, we didn't want to just be the big guy beer. We wanted to have some local beers. We really wanted to focus it. So we went and got guys from Phoenix, from Tucson, to bring their beer in, and we have some custom recipe. The Radiator Red you talked about, that's made for us by Sleepy Dog Brewery in Tempe. Really nice small brewery, great guys. Do a lot of business with Four Peaks. Do a lot of business with, Dennis at Barrio. He makes a beer for us. We're making a beer down at El Charro that he's doing just for us. It's awesome. Tequila Collection, we want to have a smart tequila collection. So we go after the ones that are moving right now and that are hot. And then we'll figure out some eclectic stuff as well.
Great.
One thing about local beer that I really want to emphasize to everybody, not only is beer local because Ray's got it on tap, but it's brewed locally in Arizona. The people are brewing it, shipping it, kegging it, working it. And
it's an industry.
It's an industry.
You got to support it.
And it's completely 100% Arizona supported.
Absolutely.
That's what I love about it. Ray supports local business. Mike Sump just showed up on the scene here from foothillsfavorites.com. Our favorite residential and commercial real estate broker, wondering what in the world has happened to my Pacifico. It's almost gone. But anyway, Ray Flores, you want to give away a gift card to one of our listeners who can answer the trivia question. And Adriana Ocampo has decided that she may think she knows the trivia question. Do you know what the trivia question is this week, Ray?
I do know the trivia
What's
question.
What's the trivia question?
Cervezas is opening in what Airport in October of 2012.
Cervezas is going to open up in an airport in October of 2012, and we want to know the name of the airport.
Yes.
Don't get by with giving us the name of the city.
No.
We want to know the name of the airport. And if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST. Again, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience Cervezas for yourself. Good luck. Get your dialing fingers on. We'll be right back.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell.
And the party is still going strong, ladies and gentlemen. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Cervezas Taco Garage right here at the Tucson Mall with the lovely Jessica Nenedick from
Hello.
Alliance Beverage. Talking tequila, seared ahi, wings, tacos. Micheladas, Cerciladas. I mean, this is like, I feel like I'm on a playground.
And then another dish arrives, which I don't even know what you've ordered here, Matt, but that looks great.
Something like a shrimp Diablo fajita, Matthew says. And I'm a fan of the hot, and it looks like it might have
well,
a little bit of kick to it.
Gorgeous.
Anyway, but Ray Flores is here, our good man for the hour, who has dreamt up this wonderful idea that the entire hemisphere has responded to, because we're broadcasting live in the heart of happy hour right here. There's a garage sale at Cervezas Taco Garage. Now, Ray, we did a trivia question right before the break, and it was what's the name of the airport?
The name of the airport.
That Cervezas Taco Garage is going to be opening up in October of 2012. And the second we asked the question, Ray, every light at the studio went up. So let's not miss that opportunity to give one of our listeners a chance to experience Cervezas Taco Garage for themselves. We're going to go right to line one and say hello to Jason. Jay, what's going on?
How you doing, Matt?
Doing very well. Thanks for listening. And it sounds like he's got the voice of confidence, Ray Flores. It sounds like he knows the answer to the question. Anyway, Jason, what is the name of the airport where Cervezas is opening in October of 2012?
Matt, that would be our friends to the north of Tucson, Sky Harbor in Phoenix.
Nice right, job. Well, that's the answer.
Is that the answer, Ray Flores?
That's the answer. That's simple enough.
Jason, you absolutely nailed it, my friend.
I was worried he'd say the Marana Airport, but hey, when he started north of Tucson, but he got it.
Let me ask you this, Jason. Have you ever been to Cervezas Taco Garage before?
I was there last night, Speedway and Swan.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, the original. I like that.
Okay, well, he's probably not eligible anymore, right? We're going to go to line two? No, I'm kidding anyway.
He's got to come up. He can use it to come up and try the new one.
Anyway, Jason, thank you so much for listening, and congratulations. And it's going to be Ray Flores' personal privilege to host you to lunch or dinner right here at Cervezas Taco Garage. Don't go away, because Kat back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to get that gift card out to you in the mail.
Love it. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks so much. Well, so either someone was listening to the show earlier on, or he just took a wild guess. But anyway, you're going into Phoenix, man.
Well, we like to make the question simple. We don't want to complicate anything anymore than it already is.
You wanted to come out and experience it.
Exactly.
I agree.
Well, I think he said right at the top of the interview, you know what, we don't want to make people think too much. I mean, you know, this is not all about, you know, putting food on this pedestal that we've got to sort of bow down to. You know, great food, great value, great setting, wonderful personalities. And let me just say, the service at Cervezas is probably as much a part of the experience as the food and the beverage. Because, I mean, when you feel like, you know, back in college or high school, whatever, you know, you have your parties in the garage and you have that, you know, you have that scene. From the moment you walk in the door, I mean, you feel like you're just walking to a party that you were on the guest list for.
100%, you're right. And, you hit it on the head. I mean, I grew up in a family where my dad would spend Christmas in the garage because he really didn't like the traditional stuff. So we had to go drag him into the house to open the presents. So I think what cured me is, okay, Dad, if you want to have dinner with me, you can have dinner in the garage.
Absolutely. So Sky Harbor Airport in October.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's we're going into Terminal 4, the Seagate, the busiest terminal. 80 million people a year go through Sky Harbor Airport.
You got to be kidding.
I'm sorry, 40 million people. I'm sorry.
That's
40
the
million
Southwest
people.
Terminal.
40 million people. It's phenomenal. And we're, you know, 80%, 40 million people, 80% of them go through Terminal 4.
My goodness. So you have the production capacity to meet the needs of these hungry people coming through Phoenix?
It's a small version of us. We're only doing 1,200 square feet, but we are the only place serving beer on that side of the airport in that terminal. So I think we're going to be busy. Those are going to be some nervous travelers just waiting in line for us, but we'll be there for them.
Right, so you're going to have the big block there, of course.
We're going to do the Red Cup party. We do this thing every Saturday at Cervases. We bring out the old Red Cup, just like you did in college, just like you had the keg parties, and we serve our beer in that. That's what we're going to serve beer in at the airport. So you're going to see a bunch of people carrying around Cerveza logo Red Cups all over the Sky Harbor Airport.
That's brilliant.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right. All right, so what do we do with these shrimp Diablo fajitas? Talk a little bit about these, Ray.
So we wanted to do something with that Asian kick with sriracha, and we made a glaze up with the sriracha and true 100% agave syrup. And, again, it's a lot like a spicy, pungent flavor to it. And you eat them just like fajitas with a tortilla, kind of like a spicy kung pao. It's got an Asian kick to it, a little white rice underneath it,
nice.
A lot of grilled vegetables. It's a little hot on the hot side. I mean, it's a Diablo fajita. You gotta be good for the hot.
But it's spicy, it's crispy, but it's that building heat. It's not something that
burns
you right off.
Right, a little sweet, kind of gets you in. And
okay, so let's settle this this argument right now once and for all. You got corn tortillas. Here we go, and you got flour tortillas. The authentic Mexican taco, or the authentic Cervezas taco. You selling more corn or more flour these days?
I think we're getting more requests for corn now. You know, I do. I think corn stepped up a lot. Flour was it for a long time, but I think people are really getting used to corn. In fact, I'm starting to see a lot more yellow corn being used, which is a little bit more grainy and has a little bit more of a, you know, that pungent flavor to it. So I think corn's going to stay strong. And I'm gluten-free, so I eat the corn.
Mm-hmm.
This is a delicious taco. The heat is good. I actually had a little sip of that. Extra reposado plus our añejo.
Extra
añejo. What a gorgeous pairing with the spice on that Diablo fajita.
Yeah, and we do those on a daily. We have a thing here on the menu called Daily Drivers. We bring in something, a recipe just for that day. We want people to come out and see different things every day, just like a gastro pub would. And, you know, this is a dish right over here that's called a TPD. We call this the the TPD, and it's a tamale pie deluxe, but our friends in blue, we want to honor them with a little dish named after the TPD.
Well, thanks for that, and thanks for the service of our police department, too.
Wonderful. The TPD, the Diablo shrimp fajitas, the seared ahi salad. We have found our new favorite place. I think we're here 3 days a week anyway. We just kicked it just by being here. Anyway, we got another minute or so left on the show, Ray. Give our listeners all the information they need to know about how they find you online, how they find out where you are. Kick it. This is you, man.
100%. Please visit Cervezas.com, Cervezas, like Matt said. It's a play on word. There's a Sir Lancelot. There's also a Cerveza. And if you have time, join us on Facebook, because we do a lot of work on Facebook, on social network, telling people about our events, telling people about our specials. And when you come into our restaurants, be sure to join our rewards family card, because we do a rewards card here. Every time you eat with us, it doesn't cost anything to join. We give you points for free food. Every 100 bucks you spend, we give you 10 bucks to come back and eat for free.
That is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I think you've got, 4,000 or 5,000 likes on Facebook now?
Yeah, and we've got about 18,000 card carriers on Rewards Family right now. People really like that program, and they use it a lot. So please, if you come in, sign up, because it's a great deal, and we do a lot of specials just for those members.
Ray Flores, thanks so much for everything, man. You are absolutely a hero in this community. I thank you for everything you've done.
We love you guys. Thanks for keeping it up.
Jessica Nenedick, always a treat having you here.
Thank you, Matt.